The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I'm your host, Raider Greg, a little older, and I hope a little wiser. Well, the season's over. We can all take a collective deep breath. Yay! And not worry about next week or last week. We got a whole new thing going on. We're going to hit on that. Got a lot to talk about here on this show. 680. All right, Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have Yes, Fernando, or No. I can't believe this is even a subject, but I have to go over it because, well, quite honestly, it's pissing me off. The wisest or the unwisest, whatever, I'm tired of hearing it. We need a franchise quarterback, and there's one right there to grab. I hope we don't make a mistake. Coaching search, yeah, that's another one. Everyone's talking about a coaching search. I'm just going to talk about the players, the coaches that I think, I know we're interviewing, the ones I want, and hopefully it'll be like Christmas, I'll get what I really want. We'll see. We've been disappointed many, many times, you know, looking for Harbaugh, looking for, you know, other coaches. Johnson didn't want to come. I mean, they don't want to come, but I think we're in a position where they'll line up for us, I'm hoping. That and this bone line should wrap it up. Again, prayers to our brother Brandon, the Nebraska Raider, and his family. That's a very tough place to be in. It just goes to show you how unimportant football is. So let's get to it, shall we? All right, Yes, Fernando, or No? Because I don't want to hear any other names out there, because honestly, I don't see it. Of course, you know, if I knew all the things that were all, I'd be making a whole lot more money, and I wouldn't be sitting in my home right now. I'd be working hard. But on this subject, I think I have a little experience. Experience in all the morons we've had in the first round, all the knuckleheads, the defensive backs that have had their chest cracked open on a major surgery, guys that were picked in the first round that were just far, far stretch. I don't understand those things. I mean, those were under Gruden too, so let's not talk about him coming back because his draft choices were lame, to say the least. Might have been a decent coach, but no thanks. We need new blood. We need new passion. Because we're going to have a new quarterback, and I hope it's Fernando. Oh, yes, and I don't want to hear that lame, gay song.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
Oh, you know about Fernando. It just doesn't fit.
There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright, Fernando.
So for all of you who don't know, Fernando Mendoza, he's slated to be the first pick of the draft for good reason. The guy is a class act. He's a little dorky. I'll take the dork. I will take the dork over the jerk. I will take the dork over the massive ego, unteachable guy. I will take the dork who's got all the intangibles, all of them. The guy is smart, won the Heisman Trophy for every reason. Academically, socially, you name it. This kid is the real deal. And if we pass, I mean, a spy tech's going to be looking for another job. So is everybody else. He's 6'5", 225 pounds. He's a big boy. He's not a gazelle. He runs far better than Geno and better than Goff, which I would compare him to as far as size goes. But he's more elusive, but he's far more accurate in the pocket. I mean, he's kind of a goober. He's 22 years old. Young man. Young man, we need someone here to mold him. But, man, this guy, his passes are more yards per pass by far than any other quarterback in college. He does scramble out. He does make great passes. But his precision as far as getting the ball at the location is outstanding. And the times when he hasn't, yes, like any other quarterback, pressure, right? But weather hasn't affected this guy. And I think he's going to take the Indiana franchise or club or college all the way to the championship and win it. They're playing Oregon today. So we'll see what happens there because number one and number two pick, Moore, is there as well. No thanks. He's a scrambler, but, you know, I just think, listen, the Raiders, from Al Davis, from the beginning, get the ball down the field, the bomb, the long ball. And yes, it is an old philosophy, but it's a philosophy that our team embraced first before anybody else did. We were out there. And this kid can sling the rock. He's got a very powerful arm. And the thing that I like most about him, he's got a brain. Jeez Louise, do you think it'd be nice to have a quarterback that's smart, moldable, someone who you can influence and twist in the right ways to make him a champion? I just do not understand all this bullshit about how we're going to pick someone else or move down and get more picks. Please, please. We don't even pick well with the picks we have. We've got an opportunity here to get a franchise quarterback and a guy that's not going to cost us any money for 4 years and a guy that's going to be a great teammate. This is what we need here as far as cultural change. He is the key to the turnaround of the Raiders. And if they don't see it, well, it hasn't been the first time I've said something that hasn't gone the way I like it. And we see the results.
With the seventh pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Tyree Wilson, defensive end, Texas Tech.
Not that I'm Nostradamus, but I will tell you this. I will not handle dropping down and finding some clown in the third round that might be okay, you know, one of these quarterbacks that's good a game, bad a game, good two games, bad three games, and never can quite get over it. I'm over that. I'm over that program. Man, if the Raiders listen to all these freaking pundits who are talking down on Mendoza, you know, I think it's a scam. I think the Jets with money are pouring out this garbage to all these reporters trying to make Mendoza not look good. Trust me. All the teams that want a quarterback would die to be in our position. Let's not blow it. In the quarterback realm, when we have an opportunity to get a guy that will definitely improve our team immediately. We need him. We got to have him. Anyone else would be a far, far cry and absolutely a terrible choice. I don't care what pick it is. I don't care if we get two first-round picks. If we're not picking the right guys, we've seen it before. Mendoza's the guy. I hope our team, our, you know, I don't, Spytek's last speech, give me a break. He looks like he's nervous, like he's sitting on a heater. I don't even know what's going on there, but for me, he doesn't look very comfortable. I think he's been read the riot act by everyone, including the bowl cut. And I don't think it was his idea to bring in Carroll. I think that was someone else's idea. Because again, the Raiders jack around, and I mean jack around. And by the time you get around to picking someone, everyone's already gone. or we've had them come in for an interview and they did not like what they were presented with. Like, Mark, are you going to make decisions? Come on, bull cut. Are you going to let Spytek make decisions? Are you going to let Tom Brady call from Minneapolis or St. Paul or the Caribbean to make decisions for a team that's happening in Las Vegas? Don't get me started on Tom Brady, because yeah, it'd be great if he were here in the building doing the work, but he's all over the country right now. And he, you know, his plate is very full. He's got a family. He's got all kinds of other stuff going on. Let us not put too much water in his bucket. Mark's setting himself up for failure yet again by saying Tom Brady's the guy. Well, if Tom, you're the guy, then be the guy and be there, be at the facility, make those choices. When those phone calls come in, be there. Because unless you're there, unless you're with the team, then I don't want to hear about you. I don't want to hear your name. I don't hear anything else, because I'll tell you, I think last year should be hung around your neck. I think that was your debacle, your problem, and it became our problem. So either shit or get off the pot. That's what I'm saying about Tom Brady and any decisions as far as quarterback or players. No, 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 no. When you're here, we'll listen to you. When you're away, we'll listen to you a little. But no, no, no. Unless you're here working like the rest of us, pipe down, son. The adults are in the room. Mendoza's the man. I don't want to hear anything other than that. The guy's got everything, and he's just waiting to go to the right team. Actually, the wrong team, because the first draft always goes. They're the worst team in the league. But we're not the worst team in the league. That is held by the Titans, for sure, and a few others, but not us, not really. And that is all I have to say about that. Told you so! The Las Vegas Raiders are on a coaching search. Again. You know, as fans, we're used to it. As fans, we're like the Steelers. We're not like, well, Tomlin's been here for, what, 20 years? Yeah, we're not going to get another coach. For us, it's like, okay, the new toy, the new guy, the new philosophy, the new face, the new phrases, the new... Yes, we are very experienced at looking over coaches at this point, because we've had a shitload of coaches. So I'm hearing a lot of scuttlebutt, and a lot of it's coming right out of the butt. Tell you that for sure. We've had a bunch of coaches, too many. I don't even want to say. But the names being floated around, Harbaugh, of course, Stefanski, Daboll, McCarthy, Davis Webb, there's an interesting one. Matt Nagy, Vance Joseph, Clint Kubiak, Gruden, Brian Flores. Okay, so let me just get rid of some of these guys right off the top. Brian Flores is a problem. He's a problem in every way. Although Brian Flores is a great defensive coordinator, he's got a bad attitude, and it's just not me saying it. There's a lot of people out there already talking about it, a lot of whispers in the dark, whatever you want to call it. The guy has got an attitude problem. He's got an anger issue. And honestly, he's a great defensive mind. As long as we hire him as defensive coordinator, I'd be totally happy. But a head coach, no way would you want to put this guy with a 22-year-old guy that's kind of dorky. Not going to work. Not going to work out. He made Tua cry. Forget Brian Flores. Tired of hearing about it. And another thing, which is the cherry on top for me, is that's the Patriot way again. Another Patriot way guy. I said, hell no. No, no, no. So forget him. As far as Gruden is concerned, we've seen it. We've done it twice. No thanks. Nice guy. Good guy. Great Raider. But no, I'm not his head coach. No thanks. I don't want him anywhere near the draft room. and he would demand that, and I don't think so. Harbaugh would be a great choice. I think he is a natural Raider. He brings respect to the room because he is a powerful man. And he's going to want a lot of power in this organization. I don't think the Raiders, I don't think Mark's going to give it to him. You know, a lot of people say, Mark, well, Mark doesn't do anything. Hey, Mark holds the money. Mark holds the money. When the coach says, hey, you know, I want to spend X amount on, well, you know, are you sure you have to do that? Let's, you know, let's go and think about this. You know, this whole discussion where the coach should say, yes, I'm doing it. And then at the end of the season, have to answer up for it. I don't think that Mark should have anything to say. And Harbaugh is going to demand all power. And if he's our coach, give it to him. Culture builder for sure. Super Bowl champion. Great communicator, motivator, all the right stuff. We all said the same thing about Pete Carroll. But I think Harbaugh is a different animal. I think he holds people accountable that Carroll didn't do at all, especially his two kids. What a joke that was. I don't even believe that that happened, and that's why they scuttled away in the middle of the night. Thank goodness, get out. Stefanski from the Browns. Now, you think the Browns losing organization? Well, their ownership is worse than ours. I know it's hard to believe, but it is the worst ownership. And their record proves it, and their spasticness proves it. And Stefanski is a great teacher. Stefanski is the quarterback whisperer. I mean, look who he's got. He's got there. In the Browns, he's got, what's his name? Shedeur Sanders playing like a Pro Bowler. I mean, he's not that good, but he's making a guy that's not any good look decent. And that's a lot. And he's done it for a while. I don't think he's had a lot of power or control, especially under this ownership. And he's been coach of the year twice. That's a great honor. And man, this guy's an offensive mind. We need him with a fresh new quarterback. This would be a fabulous choice for the Raiders. He could bring in a good staff, which is another thing I'm going to talk about in a minute. But Stefanski, he's got my vote. Dable also, offensive coordinator, great coordinator when he was with the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they haven't had quarterback play since he left. Not as good. Dable's a good offensive coordinator and a great whisperer to quarterbacks. Also, a little angry. Those same whispering voices say the same thing about Dable. He's got an attitude. He can get a little nasty. I don't know how well he gets along with his assistants or whatever because he was kicked out and he's on the couch. McCarthy, another offensive coach for the Cowboys, did a great job his last three seasons. 13 wins with that team. Pretty good. But unless he could bring in a decent staff, I don't think so. Another old guy that's been there. He's tired. I mean, he's been around the league. I'm not a real fan. Now, Denver Broncos quarterback coach Davis Webb has kind of been thrown out in the, you know, cyberspace as a possibility. Matter of fact, the Raiders are interviewing him today. This guy is, you know, he's a very young coach. He's 30. What is he? 30? Maybe as an offensive coordinator. That might be what we're pulling him in here for. And I don't know because we don't have a coach. So that's kind of a strange situation as far as I'm concerned. Somebody must be asking about him. Matt Nagy? No thanks. Matt Nagy doesn't have the strength, power for a head coach. Great coach on the offensive side or defensive side. Not even that. No thanks. Vance Joseph, again, no thanks. There is not a good example, I mean, other than the Bills And I believe the Eagles, the only two teams that have defensive coaches that are doing anything. Everything else, everyone else has a head coach with an offensive mind because the NFL is offensive minded. It loves those big plays. It loves the offense to light it up. You love the ball going down the field. That's why. The rules are focused on the offense, and that is why it's so successful. So I just want to say Clint Kubiak at 38 years old is the perfect guy, offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. He's got just the right amount of experience. His father was a great coach. He's got a good offensive mind. He likes to run the ball. He likes to work the outside. He's been around great coaches, good history. I'm sure he could pull in some great assistants. He's young. You know, if he takes this job, he would do great things with Mendoza. That's how we have to think, folks. We have to think offense. We can't be thinking defense. And at the end here, let me go through this too. You know, these are the things that are important to me when it comes to a head coach. Who's your staff? Who are you going to bring here? I want to hear I don't want to hear how, you know, the history of the Raiders and, you know, it was a long story tradition. Bullshit. I don't want to hear any of that. I don't want to hear even that we're going to win 10 games. We've heard it. What I do want to hear is who your O-line coach is, who your defensive line coach is, who's your offensive coordinator, who's QB development, what's the focus? Is everybody in the building on the same page? And I don't mean just by saying it. I mean by living it. Because championship teams all focus. Everybody focuses in the same direction. Unlike last season, was a perfect example of chaos. When you have the offensive line and the quarterback practicing alone because their coach is so stupid, that's a problem. That's a problem that should have been handled by Spytek. I blame him for last year, 100%. You know, he acts like that wasn't, you know, that's why he's so nervous. If you look at him, he is very nervous because of that. So I'm not real confident or high on the Spytek thing, if you haven't noticed, because he didn't do jack to make any improvements. He didn't pull anyone, hold anybody accountable. Yeah, they fired all these guys at the end. But when these things are happening, we should have heard that he's pulling in, you know, these two coaches and chewing their ass out. Yeah, well, that would be a general manager is doing his job and the coaches know that they're on the hot seat. And there you go. That's a good thing. Not just sitting in your office saying, I'll take care of it at the end of the season. No, no, no. Nope. Dude, that's your job, is to focus on this team every day, every minute of every day, or just get out. Give us another general manager, because, bro, if you can't do it, we need someone who can take everybody in the whole building, focus them on one direction, whoever the offensive coordinator is, whoever the head coach is, his vision, everybody on it, everybody move in the same direction, including the bowl cut. Those are the things I want to hear. I want to hear about I want to hear about the coaches. I want to hear about the stability of the team, because that is where you improve this team. These are still young men. They still need to be coached. And you can't have any Brendan Carrolls anywhere near the building. Or you might as well just forget it and trade down for as many picks and just keep the same old bullshit pattern, firing coaches, firing general managers, hiring coaches, hiring general managers, and I'll see you later. Because I'm not going to hang around for that program. We've seen it too freaking long. Now, Derek Carr loves Kubiak. He worked under Kubiak, and he thinks he's a pretty smart guy. Now, I don't know if you think that's a good recommendation, but I sure as heck do. I know for a guy who always tells the truth, absolutely. Kubiak would be my number one. The number two would be Stefanski. Fourth, number three would be Dable. And after that, I mean, Harbaugh's not coming here. Harbaugh's going to go to Miami. He's got a relationship there. Everything's already set up for him there. They got more money there. Whatever. So my choices are offensive coaches. I don't care who it is, as long as they're decent, good, offensive coordinator. Younger, the better. I mean, we're looking for McVay, people. We're looking for Shanahan, people. We're looking for the next guy who's going to put his stamp on this team for a decade and take us to the Super Bowl. That's what we look. That's what we're looking for. This is the time. This is the flipping time because we have a first-round pick with a great quarterback in line. We got a lot of cap money. We can fix our offensive line. We can fix our offense for sure and then work on the defense. But let's fix our offense. Let's fix the offensive line. This kid's going to need some time. We cannot have him beat to death for the first 2 years he's in the league. Just can't happen. So we have to have Spytek on it. He better be looking at linemen last month because that's what his job is. Protect this young man and train him, teach him so that he can be a champion for the silver and black because he will represent us in the best way. Trust me. And that is all I have to say about that. Well, no, it's not, as I do sometimes. We have a team, folks. We have a great running back who just needs to be unleashed with a great offensive line. We have the best tight end duo in the league. I mean, that's a great threat to have. We got Max Crosby on the defensive side of the ball. We have parts and pieces that are nice and in the right place, in the right situation, will blow up and blossom and start making records because they're awesome players. And this will bring fresh blood, a good coach, a good head coach, because this is the time. This is the time. This is the time to take this franchise to the next level. I ain't kidding. Because, you know, every other time there's been an issue why we wouldn't get a good coach. Oh, we can't. We get the sixth pick. We have the 10th pick. We don't have any quarterback. Our quarterback's not good or whatever. This is the time. Now that's all I have to say about that. Sorry.
Okay, Raider fans, here we go, the bone line.
7755 Raider. 7755 Raider.
Throw the nation a bone, throw me a bone, get on there and throw your bones. If you don't like your first recording, do it 2, 3, 5 times. I don't care. We'll pick out the best one. Don't be shy. How could you be shy? You're a Raider fan. No, we're all loud and proud. Get on the bone line because we got some guys shouted out right here. We got some great takes. And here they are from the nation to your station.
All right, time for the bone line. That's right, the bone line. We got some great callers. Who we got, Randy? And our first caller is a brother. I love this guy, the Raider Disciple. If you haven't heard him, you best listen right now. I love this call. What's up, brother?
Raider Nation, Greg, Randy, and the Prez. This is the Raider Disciple chiming in on the events of the day. I haven't been so happy this year, but today I am excited about what I witnessed in Raider Nation today. Not only did we beat the Chiefs, but we secured the number one draft pick. I also like to send a shout out to Raider Rubin. Raider Rubin, you are 100% spot on that last call. I heard you call in about what we should be doing. Would you put your GM hat on? And I agree with you 110%. We need to be excited about where we are. We have 11 draft picks, over $100 million. And cap space, we can turn the trajectory of this team around in an offseason if things are done right. We need to bring in that head coach and that quarterback dynamic, because we see the young coaches and the young head quarterbacks in the league right now all headed to the playoffs. We cannot go with a retread, because if you get a retread coach, you're going to get a retread quarterback. Nobody wants to coach an old bum. So, I have to shout out to Cheesehead. Don't know you, my man, but you're my Raider brother. But we are not going to do what you said. We're not going to roll back with Aiden. We're not going to bring in no Malik Willis. We're going with the young gun that everybody's giddy about. We need to be excited and happy and be able to have something to cheer for. Happy New Year to all. And Greg, Randy, hopefully you guys have a show right after the draft. We got the free agency period coming up in March. April is the draft. Hey, let's have a show and let's talk about it. Disciple out.
You capped it, man. You capped it. You captured the essence of how I feel, and probably out of everyone, how we feel. Even the Cheesehead Raider and guys who have that philosophy, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just not what I think. That's not what you think. I think it's time, just like you think. We got a perfect place to get a good coach, a good quarterback, and then start using the tools that we already have in the toolbox to kick the crap out of the rest of our division. It's time, bro. I totally believe the same thing you believe. This is a great place. This is the first time in a long time I'm feeling this way. That's for sure. Love the call, brother. Always love the passion. And our next caller, Raider Sid, is in the house. I love this call, man. This is another good one. What's up?
What up, Raider Randy, Raider Greg, the Prez, Raider Nation? This is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. How about them Raiders? Yes! It's about fucking time we beat those Chiefs in our own place. Damn, that felt good. As soon as I found out that the Giants beat the Cowboys, it was on. And this game sucked ass until the fourth quarter. When Tyree Wilson got that safety, I said, man, it is locked up. We're going to beat these bastards. And then Dylan Lobbe, he had one fucking job. Don't drop the goddamn ball. What does he do? He fumbles the ball. They get it right there in field goal range and take the fucking lead. Jesus Christ, I was so fired up. But you know what? Lobbe owns, he owes big time Cash Money Carlson a steak and lobster dinner. Because that 60-yard field goal kick, holy shit, I went crazy. It's about time. My wife was like, where was that all this year? I go, it was gone. That was it. You know, until we found out that we could win this game and not lose our first spot, oh, felt so good. Now, we did give up the first pick in the second, third, and fourth round. Okay, those go, you know, they get shuffled around to the top teams that were tied. So, but first pick in the first round, let's just get Mendoza, all right? Let's quit fucking around. Unless someone's going to give us four first-round picks, and it's got to be from a shitty team, so they're high picks, don't do it. Okay, so let's just get Mendoza and let's get a new coaching staff, because the one that we have right now sucks ass. All right? And the best thing, Kelce goes out a loser. That son of a bitch. God, get the hell out of here, Kelce. You're a loser. You lost. Finish your career. You're done. All right, Raider Nation, this is Raider Sid. I am out.
Well, just like the Raider disciple was saying about this game, you know, I knew when the Giants, I watched the game, the Giants-Cowboys game. And as soon as the Giants took it to them, and they did too, I mean, they beat them like 35-6 or some crazy number. They beat them bad. They put them down. Now, Jackson Dart's looking like he's the man there. But this was a great victory in many ways. It was the It was the kicker bowl because no touchdowns were found, but man, they kicked like 8 kicks. And Carlson deserved every penny this year with that 60-yarder at home to send the depressed Chiefs and sad Andy, not fat Andy, but he's a sad Andy, and the frowny-faced Kelsey. Yeah, you better believe it. How's your little ring around the rosy look now, bro? And Mahomie, too. How do you like that little classless stunt you did on us? Yeah. Are you going to be paying for that for many years if we get Mendoza, bro? You can count on that shit. Great game. I love the win at the end. The team was up. The fan base was up. And all those Chiefs fans that went to Vegas to see their team win, wah, 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 left. Spent a bunch of money. Hope they gambled a bunch of money and went back home. That is awesome. Love the call, brother. And our next caller from Wisconsin, you know him. Of course you do. It's the Cheesehead Raider. He's in the house. What do you got for us, bro?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is the Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin on a Black Monday, and it's a good day today. Raider Nation got what a majority of everybody wanted, the number one overall pick. We got a win over the Kansas City Chiefs in Vegas. Maybe the last game of Travis Swift. And, dun-da-da-dum, Black Monday, Siggy Pete, stick your ass right on out that door. You are fired, and take those sons with you. You know, when Pete got hired, I actually was happy about that because I didn't want Ben Johnson. Yep, I admit it. I'll say it. Because I thought Sneaky Pete, with his experience, would be able to guide this rudderless ship that we have. And instead, he came in here just to take care of his kids. And really, it didn't seem like the organization was all that much of a concern to him. So he's gone. Like I said, got the number one overall pick. I certainly agree with callers who have been calling in saying, yes, we can fix the offensive line with the money that we have. I said that exact same thing. If we do get a quarterback, the one in Oregon, he still hasn't declared. So everyone wants the kid from Indiana. If that's what, you know, people are going to do, yeah, that's the quarterback I'd want too. Now we talk about the coach. And this, Raider Greg, where we disagree again, my friend. I would be, you know, an offensive coordinator like the one from Seattle, one from the Rams. But the problem is that when you have a head coach that is an offensive coach themselves, generally they make the decisions and call the plays. So what is that coordinator really doing? Are they just there holding the position and not, you know, really in it? So unlike Ben Johnson, which, you know, clearly he was making all the calls. So I want the one that the Miami Dolphins let go. Yep, that's right. Brian Flores, that's who I want. Defensive coordinator, Minnesota. I know that, oh, there's a lot of groaning. No, we don't want that. But, hey, that's who I want because that guy can coach and he can bring in, as you have said in the past, Greg, a staff. You need an offensive coordinator. You need a defensive coordinator. There's this rumor that if they get Flores that he'll bring in the former coach of the Giants, Brian Daboll's, I wouldn't mind that. I actually think that Josh Allen took a step backwards after Brian left. But who knows? And with saying that, it is a happy day. Any day after the Vegas Raiders, Los Angeles Raiders, Oakland Raiders beating the Kansas.
Well, I'm glad you're kind of coming around to us picking the first pick in the draft. I think it's a no-brainer for sure. But as far as coaches go, let me say, Brian Flores is from the Patriot tree, which is not a successful branch. I would not want him. He's not getting hired for a reason. He's got a bad attitude, bro. Check it out yourself. Him with Daboll would be like, it would be a battle every day in the office, out of the office, a lot of attitude. Not what we need. Not even close. Daboll is a good coach, but he'll have to bring in his own defensive coordinator. Not these two guys together, oil and water, bro. You do a little bit of research, you'll find out both of them are very strong personalities. And I don't know, man, but I do agree with you. Daboll did a great job with the Bills. And I think he could do a really good job here in Vegas. We just have to get the right staff. I mean, he has to be able to bring in a staff, and I want to hear who it is. But I think offensive-minded coach is what we need, man. I'm going to tell you, because if we hire a defensive-minded coach, and so we hire some hotshot OC, and he does really great for the first year, we start turning things around. The next season, somebody plucks him away as their head coach. And then where are we? Uh-uh. Nope. Let's keep the offense in the building for a few seasons. Because that's the key to the NFL. I just can't say it enough. It's an offensive league. We need to fix the offense. And then, at the same time, here and there, block up that defense so that it's good. It can hold teams to 20 points. If we can average 27, that would be good. I'll take it. But defensive coach, I say no. It's just because if you look at all the teams in the playoffs, even now, there's only two with defensive coaches. That screams out to me what is working. Appreciate the call as always, brother. Always. And our next caller, out of El Centro, California, Raider Loon is in the house. What you got for us, bro?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy. This is Raider Loon from Imperial Valley, California, right here on El Centro. I want to tell you guys, Happy New Year. Happy blessings to you and your families. Wish you guys nothing but the best this upcoming year. Happiness and health to all for all Raider Nation, man. On to the Super Bowl of suck. I'm telling you, nothing feels better than to snap a losing streak as long as that and against the Chiefs. Fuck them Chiefs. And moving on to the bigger and better things, we've got rid of Carroll, which is, I think, the right move. I know the revolving door at coach has been ridiculous, but you know what? Unfortunately, he wasn't the guy. And I'm not going to lie to you, man, this almost seems planned. This almost seems planned. They gave him no upgrades, really, on the roster, other than Ashton Jesse. They didn't do anything in the line. They thought the line was great. And was ever a call that was? I don't know, man. But, you know, they were going to, you know, that Carroll sink or swim, and he fucking sank. So, you know, he's gone. And good riddance, because we need a young offensive-minded coach, or at least a great coach with a great offensive coordinator, whichever. I don't give a shit. But I really do hope they don't overthink this. They don't try to get too cute in the draft. I know we have so many holes to fill. I know we have so many different things that we need, that this team needs. But we need that quarterback. And I hope we get Fernando Mendoza. I'm sold on him. Get balled out. And I'm just really looking forward to having a rookie quarterback with talent on the squad. I can only imagine. We would have three temples on offense. We have the quarterback, we have the running back, and we have the tight end, number one target. So this feels weird because the optimism is running free right now, and I hope Raider Nation sees the opportunity that's ahead of them. Second most cap space, first overall pick. Coaches should be wanting, lining up to get here said Las Vegas. Anyways, guys, best wishes to all you guys. Happy New Year. This is Raider Loon. One love. I'm out.
I agree. We have everything that a new coach would need. We have great players in-house. We have the number one overall pick. Hopefully we'll get the right offensive coordinating head coach. We'll come here with a decent staff and make it happen. This is our time, and that's positive. I mean, all season long it's been such a bummer. But now there's hope. I mean, let's not have bad hope. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me why we would not take advantage of the first overall pick and get our guy. It just doesn't make sense. But as you all know, you're all fans. We've seen this movie go backwards. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's move forward. I love the positiveness. Let's hold on to it as long as we can, bro. Love the call. Thank you so much for the Happy New Year's to you and yours as well. God bless you and your family. Be cool. Hope to hear from you soon because there's a lot that's going to happen. And our next caller from North Carolina, Raider Ruben's in the house.
Happy New Year, Raider Nation. It's Ruben from North Carolina calling in. Hope everybody had a good one. They know I'm safe along with their loved ones. We had a double win on Sunday, beating the Kansas City Queens and securing the overall first-round pick for this year's draft. I see some people not too happy about the speculation that we're going to take a quarterback in the first round for the first pick. And there's other people who feel and have the opinion of trading that pick and getting more picks. I see both sides of that coin, and I get it, but here's my thing, and I'll keep on saying it. The year's 2014, we drafted Khalil Mack, Derek Carr, and Gabe Jackson. A defensive end that we needed, a quarterback that we needed, and an offensive guard that we needed. And that year, we went, what was it, 0-14 before we won our first game? Or something like that. But there was a lot of optimism that following that season with the hiring of Jack Del Rio, and everybody knows the history behind that. But I just want you guys to think about what the what ifs. We haven't had found a replacement for Derek Carr since he was traded away or released. Trading away our good players like Max Crosby to get picks didn't work out when trading away Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper. None of those picks are on a team anymore. So, we need the help, but let's get a coach that can coach up the talent that we have on our team. And, I hear these talking heads on TV, especially on first day, talking about the Raiders only have talent. Which I don't believe. I don't believe none of that. Are we the most talented team in the league? No. But we were the worst coach. So with good coaching and good motivation from our new head coach and coaching staff, I think we can get the most out of the players we have on a team right now. Plus, getting some free agents and maybe some new players in the draft. But, I just want to put that out there. I know there's a lot of debate right now going on. On what the Raiders should do. And like I said, there's two sides to that coin. Either we trade away our draft pick and get more picks, or go ahead and get that quarterback and with the first pick overall. I'm going to take that quarterback. That's the cornerstone of a franchise.
Now, some of you guys are getting caught up here on the 3-minute thing, and you're kind of going over, so you're getting cut off. So not to worry, but we can't do anything about those calls. So if you can keep it under 3 minutes, that's great. If you can't, we'll just let it out, man. Might want to call back twice. But Ruben, man, I totally agree with you. We have to pick our quarterback. We need to start with the leader of the team, the leader of the offense. You know, hopefully we'll get a good offensive coach and we'll be able to have a good staff. But, man, every time we've gotten a bunch of first-round picks, all we do is blow them. We're just not good at picking that first pick other than this year. We have the first pick. We have a look at a future Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm saying it. We just need to put him in the right position. We have the money. We'll have the staff. Hopefully, we'll get the right coach. But we can't jack around with this pick. We got to pick the quarterback and start moving on. Because all these pundits talk about moving on from one and the Raiders need so much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get it. I don't know how long it'll take, but we have 4 years. We don't have to pay this quarterback. That's plenty of time to load up this team. And so I totally think that's the way we should go. I think you're feeling probably the same way, but exciting. I'm excited, as you are too. Love the call, bro. And straight out of Dallas, Texas, Raider Jesse James is in the house. What do you got for us, brother?
Raider Nation, what's up? It's Raider Jesse James out of Dallas chiming in on our head coaching search, if you will. Here we go again. Another year, another coach. What is that? Six coaches since 2021 or 2022, which is fucking embarrassing. And that's who we are. That's who we've become. And to be honest with you, I'm a little bit excited, simply given the fact that it feels like we have an opportunity to start all over again. But I'm hoping that we get the right guy this time. It's exhausting as a fan to see them come in and leave, come in and leave. You know, it's like Dennis Allen. At the end of the day, you know, same shit, you know. But for us, right now, there's two guys that are really standing out to me that I think we should consider. I believe his name is Jesse Minster. That's I think it's an OC. The other one that I'm really interested in would be the Rams DC, Shula. And then lastly would be, forget his name off the top, sorry guys, but the Indiana head coach along with Fernando Mendoza. Bring the head coach, bring the quarterback. I'm excited. Hopefully Brady and Mark and everybody else gets it right because we deserve better. But chime in. I'm curious to see everybody's thoughts on that. And, oh, yeah, Mike McCarthy. Fuck it. Bring him in, too. Why not? He took the Cowboys to a few playoff games, and he had that puppeteer on top. Mark Davis wouldn't do that to him. He would allow him to run his show. I think he'd be a good hire as well. All right, Raider Nation. Y'all be safe. Raider Jesse James out of Dallas. I'm out.
At the end of the day. I know, we used to work him for that because he said it every three sentences. At the end of the day. Don't remind me. But, yeah, we have an opportunity to get our franchise quarterback. I believe strongly that we need an offensive mind. So Kubiak would be Stefanski. I mean, there's a lot of names out there, but man, we got to hurry up. I don't care who we get. I do care, but I want to have it happen sooner in the cycle. Every new coach is going to need a staff. And the further down the road you wait, the less staff is available. You know, that's the key here too, is not only the right coach, but the right time of the right coach so that that coach should be bringing in their own guys. But he can't bring his own guys in if he don't know he has a job. So we better get this going and not the old Al Davis, wait till everybody's hired and then pick up the leftovers. No. No, not at all. Mendoza's the man. I see no other way to go. First round picks, they're just as big a bust as anybody else later in the rounds, but the first pick in the draft, you know, come on, man. Look at the playoffs. Like 8 of the 8 of the teams, all those were first-round quarterbacks. Come on now, man. You're not going to trade down to find a quarterback in the 3rd, 4th, 5th round. No, doesn't work. Rarely, Brady, oh yeah, it was a 6th-rounder. Yeah, those days aren't over. Brady wouldn't be picked in the 6th round today. No way. There's too much information now. So, yeah, pick our quarterback, get the right coach so we can move on, but it's a positive way to end this season. I love it. We beat the Chiefs and didn't lose our spot. I'm good. You should be happy. Exciting things happen in the future, bro. Love to hear it. Thanks for the call. And our next mystery caller. We know who he is, though. This is Houston Raider Steve in the house. What do you got for us, brother?
Hey, Randy. Hey, Greg. I just want to say we've definitely got Nebraska Raider in our thoughts and prayers and our minds. And he's our brother in Christ. And we're all in this together for each other. That's what we do as Raider Nation. That's what makes us strong. We're definitely thinking and praying for Nebraska Raider. God bless him and his family. And we're there for him. That's what Raiders do. Wish him the very best. And God bless and thoughts and prayers. Amen. God bless. Bye.
Yes, it is a true bummer about Nebraska Raider. It just goes to show you that life is not just happen every day. We get in a pattern of just what are we doing tomorrow? And we got appointments, we got things. But in the midst of that, you have a health crisis. And he, man, he's in a real big one. His uncle, his family's around him, his mom is there, but man, we got to say a prayer for Nebraska Raider. Brandon is his name. Super guy. Super cool dude. A great Raider fan in the middle of hostile territory. You know, it just goes to show you your life can change in a minute, in a second. And you were going north, now you're going east. You just don't know. So first thing is love every day. Love everyone and tell them you love them and live a good life, because that's all you can do for sure, as Brandon did and does and will, I hope, I pray. But thanks for lifting him up, Steve. We appreciate it, brother. And our next caller, straight from New Jersey, you know her, I love her. Raider Tracy's in the house. What do you got for us, girlfriend?
What's going on, Raider Nation? Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Prez. And again, to the one and only Raider Nation, this is Tracy, Raider Tracy calling from New Jersey. So I'll try to be quick. On Sunday, we hit the trifecta. The Giants won. We beat them punk-ass Ring Around the Rosy Chiefs, and we got the first pick of the draft. I love it! And I don't know what else to say. It's just like so much going on. My head is spinning. There's like so many coaches who've been fired to, you know, coaches to choose from, I guess. Or, you know, I don't know. Coaches may not want to come to Vegas, but, you know, a lot of offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators. I don't know what Spytek and Brady have planned, but they need to act like they know and get it right. Get it right for us, the fans, Raider Nation. I'll do my best, Raider Sid. Don't muck it up. So I will say that I am looking forward to, April, the draft. I'm going to go down to Bar A. Down here, down in Belmar, Lake Como, New Jersey, and watch the draft with my peoples from the Jersey Shore Raiders Booster Club. I believe Phil Villapiano co-founded that, so I'm looking. I know he won't be there, but I'm looking forward to just down, you know, being down there with my peoples to see who we pick. It's exciting, and again, I just really hope Spytek and Brady figure it out, get it together, and do the right thing for Raider Nation. Otherwise, this is Raider Tracy. Brandon, get well. We're looking forward to hearing you on the podcast. And, you know, we love you. Raider Nation, take care. Peace out.
Yeah, I love that trifecta. Sounds perfect. We beat the Chiefs. We got the first pick in the draft. And, well, we're going to get a new coach for sure. And, you know, I'm hoping Brady will be much more involved. Like I said, not calling from all over the country and having all these other responsibilities. He's got to focus, man. He can't just let Spytek go on his own. They better collaborate, and he better be out there talking to coaches, potential coaches. He better be on that phone every minute of the day because they got to work it hard to get a coach so that we can have the right coach for this rookie quarterback, I tell you right now. And it's great to know you're going to be with a bunch of Raider fans from the New Jersey Raider Nation in the house for the draft. That's got to be a lot of fun. I know they can party hard there in Jersey for sure. So I know you're having a good time. And I know you represent us ultimately in the best fashion, girl. We appreciate you calling. We love your passion. And we all hope that Nebraska Raider calls in very soon. Yes. Yes, indeed. We got a lot looking forward to. It's positive. I love it. I can hear your voice as well. I'm excited. I think there's good things coming. We got to think good things are coming. We've been through enough. Love the call. Thanks for calling. And our last but never least caller, the Prez, is in the house. I love it, man. I love when you call the phone line. It's clean. All right, brother. What do you got for us, Prez?
Raider Nation, this is the Prez calling on the bone line. And I want to send a special shout out to the Nebraska Raider. Prayers go out for him. Hey, man, you fight that fight. We love you. And I personally thank you for all the takes and all the funny memes and stuff you send me on Facebook, on the Messenger or whatnot. I got word that he was ill, and immediately I had to call and send something to show that, hey, the prayers is with you, and God bless you and your family, man. And if you get a chance to hear this take on the bone line, just know that you are loved, and we're praying for you. And Raider Nation, let's see what we do with this number one pick. And this show is dedicated to the Nebraska Raider. Go Raiders. So says the prayers. Take care. Hang in there, Nebraska Raider. We're counting on you to pull through, brother.
Very well said, my man. Sincere, straight to the heart, and from the heart. Yep, you know him. Nebraska Raider's been around for a while. Like I said, we went and saw him at a Chiefs game there in Missouri. Randy and I met up with him. What a great guy. A great guy. I can't speak highly enough of him. And a fan, you know, like in that hostile territory. Like you are, Prez. Same thing. You're in hostile territory. But that's okay because that's how we hang as the Raider Nation. Brandon, get better. Calling the bone line would be a great recovery story for us. We love to hear from you, man, honestly. And I hope you can hear this podcast because it's really about you, bro. It really is. Thank you, Prez, man, as always. You're a man, you got a great heart, and you're a good dude. All right, that will do it for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast. I thank all the callers, as always. This best part of doggone show, and you got to listen to me. Randy, he's the bomb. He's amazing, and this show would never happen without the Bald Raider in the house for sure. And like I remember driving by the freeway today, I looked up at a big sign, a billboard, and I was looking at it, and I thought to myself, you know, years ago, they had all over the Bay Area, they had the sign, they had doctors, lawyers, police, firefighters, everybody. And there was a picture of a guy or a gal, and the caption was, "There's a little bit of Raider in everybody." And I thought about that today, and I thought, well, you know, there is, damn it. There's a little bit of Raider in everyone. And when we start to win again, you're going to see the Raider fan and the Raider Nation come out huge. Because we've been down, but you'll see that we're not out. And I just am so excited with this future coming up. Let's just hope for the very best, like we always do. Raider Nation, take care of each other. Be good humans. I'm glad these holidays are over. Thank goodness we can look forward to the rest of the football season. We got the free agency. We got the draft coming up. And I will be doing shows through all those exciting things. And if something happens that's really fantastic, like a new coach, you best believe we're going to pop up. So be waiting for that one, too. Raider Nation, the times have been tough. We got some chances here to really turn it around. Let's just hope for the best. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.